This podcast contains adult themes, language, and situations. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Welcome to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual play. I am Barely Normal, and with me is...
I am Canes.
And I'm Dawson.
So today we're just kind of having a grab your bag or a grab bag of events or topics, because several discussions have come up in the chat, so I thought it would be a nice idea to chat about them. One of the subjects that came out was that of switching handlers and alphas. So how does one do that without hurting feelings?
Well, so there's a lot. I just woke up and this is going to be really rough.
How do you really break up with somebody without hurting their feelings?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of the thing is it is a relationship. So you're going to have to figure out how to have a conversation. So sometimes like moving or like changing areas and you're not really going to be like as close, or there's a change in dynamics of, oh, hey, I got a boyfriend. You know, he's not really okay with you being my handler right now. So things happen. So how do you go about this stuff? And, we say it all the time, communication, right?
That's what I was just about to say. I'm like, if these guys are in any kind of situation like that, you should be communicating it anyway. And realistically, as 2023, don't just say, hey, I'm done in a text message. Like, make it a couple more sentences than that.
this shouldn't be a text message at all. This should be like a face-to-face thing and talking about like the things that are changing, how they want to go about it as the relationship. You know, make it more about you growing as a person and moving to something better, but still want to have, you know, a talk and still want to hang out and still be friends when you can. Or, and you know, like, if there's a different like handler that's more of just like an alpha or just more of another pup that they can just hang out with type of thing.
And like the other thing too with that is like, make sure, like, obviously if you're going to move on, have some reasons, because like obviously like when you get fired from a job, you're kind of sitting there with your boss before they're like, oh, you're just not good for the company, and you're like, why aren't I good for the company? Like, sometimes it's scary, but you can also use it, like Keynes was saying, as like a learning experience. Like, these guys, you shouldn't leave a relationship feeling like you didn't get anything out of it. If not, you should have left that relationship or that dynamic a long time ago.
Well, and two, you know, it's as you're growing as a pup or as a handler or as an alpha, sometimes either you get, you know, there's too many in the pack, or you're not feeling like you're, but you need to communicate all that stuff. And I would say the pack dynamic and switching out handlers and alphas is more along the line of like a polyamorous relationship, where you then need to discuss with all involved, not just say, hey, piss off, I'm done with you, but, you know, have a conversation with the new person that you're going to move to. And conversely, sometimes as an alpha or a dom or a, you're like, okay, I'm done with you. I can't do anything more with you. I'm going to hand you off to somebody else. And, you know, understand that that's not a personal thing. It's sometimes more about your own personal growth as opposed to a friendship. You can still say friends.
Yeah. These are relationships that, you know, you guys are going to have for pretty much ever. If you do it in a way that is very, I guess, I don't even know how to explain it. Basically, if you're talking it out instead of just doing a rash decision of just leaving without saying anything or without doing anything, then that friendship is going to stay there a lot longer rather than it just going away completely.
Assuming you're not leaving that alpha for another one because you found out said alpha was just a pup collector.
It depends on the situation. I mean, if you're in a healthy relationship, this is based on if you're in a healthy relationship.
What is that? Yeah.
What is a healthy relationship? That's a good question. Maybe that's a topic for an entire episode. What is a healthy relationship?
One half eats an orange a day, the other one eats an apple a day, and we hope for the best.
Yes. Keeps that fiber going. You know, keeps you happy in the bed, at least, anyway.
Yum, yum, yum.
And sometimes it's a new dynamic. Sometimes you're moving. Sometimes the alpha or the daddy or the handler is moving. And, you know, and like you said, unless you're a pup collector, sometimes the pups move with the alphas. It's like, okay, we're all going together. Oh, boy.
You're taking my kennel and my bed with you. I'm following.
Yes. That would be Kane's dream. You know, he buys a big house, gets a lot of pups, and they're just there all the time.
We just all live as a big family.
As a big family, yes. So then I want to ask about, somebody asked me recently if I would be their sugar daddy. And I've always been not into that. But what exactly is a sugar daddy or even a sugar baby?
I feel like that would be like more for the people. What was that one? Fiscophilia or wherever it was that we were talking about, where basically you get off on people taking your money.
That's different. So a sugar daddy or sugar baby. I mean, I've had one. I've had a couple in the past.
Which one? A baby or daddy?
Daddy.
Okay.
Like a sugar daddy. It depends on the it's a relationship. Let's put it as it is, simply.
Right.
It is a relationship that you are basically contractually binding to that person.
Kind of sounds like prostitution.
A little bit. I'm like, didn't you technically have a sugar baby without the contract?
Who, me?
No, Canes.
Canes, did you have a sugar baby without a contract?
Oh.
No. He would have been the sugar daddy.
Canes knows where I'm going with that. That's all we need.
We're not doing any of that. But so when I was with my sugar daddy, this was when I was 14. But
it's just daddy at that point.
Yes. Oh yeah. Definitely a daddy. Mind you, this was when I was young and stupid, and young, dumb, and full of cum is you know, the motto.
Still a felony.
Oh yes. 100%. And the only reason why I'm talking this is because Statue of Limitations is way gone now.
I don't know. Ask Kevin Spacey about Statue of Limitations.
Hey, he's innocent. He got proven innocent. That's right.
Oh, okay.
But
it's R. Kelly that said that. Anyways,
I wanted it anyways. So it's like, it's not even like, anyways.
Anyway,
did you see what Keynes was wearing?
I basically wanted a relationship. And this person was basically like, you know, let's have a relationship, but I also want to help support you in your dreams. So what that usually means is like, oh, you know, I want to do this. And then the sugar daddy basically is like, oh, that's actually a really good idea. Let's do it together, or I'll pay for you to do it, or spends money on things that you need. So like if he wants to take you out to a fancy dinner, he will pay for you to get like a full suit or nicer clothes, or get you to start driving his car or whatever. The biggest thing that I could explain it is when I turned 21, I had a sugar daddy. He basically surprised me with my birthday. We were supposed to basically, this is what he told me. He's like, we're just going to hang out at my house, just drive over to where I work, and then we'll figure out everything from there. And so I drove there, and he worked at a plane, like broker type of thing. So basically, he brokers planes.
Sells planes?
Brokered planes?
Yes, he brokers planes.
Oh,
so he sells. So he sells planes.
Yeah, he buys and sells planes. Okay,
because I'm like broke. So he breaks planes?
No.
He's a plane breaker.
Yeah.
No. So basically, they would basically buy planes to sell to another party, and so we took a flight basically. Because he was like, oh, I need to test this before we leave back to my house. And he was like, have you ever been in a plane before? And I'm like, well, I've been in a commercial plane, but not a
private
plane. Not a private plane. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, okay, well, let's go. Unbeknownst to me, our bags have already been, like, taken out of my car, put in the actual, like, thing. Okay. Like, they had a whole army of people that basically...
You were going whether you said yes or no.
Yeah, pretty basically. Much, yeah. So I'm in the air, and I'm like, yeah, so, like, we should probably, like, turn back to head back to your house. And he's like, oh, no, we got plenty of time. And we just kept, like... Flying
in one direction.
Okay. And eventually I'm like, okay, we're obviously going somewhere. like this is so
and this is anyways. All by the time he's done asking Keynes if he actually wants to go. By the time Keynes actually said yes, he didn't even realize. He just like blinked once and he was already up in the air.
No, I already told him we're gonna hang out for like the week. So he already said we're gonna hang out for the for your birthday week.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And basically go do things in like the city and like we had a whole itinerary already, but it was a fake itinerary.
Right, but you were prepped for a week's.
Yes, I was already prepped for a week's stay.
Okay.
So basically we were in the plane and we're flying, and then all of a sudden I see Vegas. And I was like, "Oh, now I know what we're doing." So
we're going to a strip club.
Well, he basically was like, and this is where the sugar daddy like part comes in to play. Because yes, it's a relationship. Yes, we do communicate and talk, but he was basically like, here's my credit card, hands me a metal like black card and goes, I don't want to see you for the week.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that kind of puts a damper on your sexualness you, at that point, right?
No. So, like, I would go back to the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Right. Like, but, like...
And he gave you the card and got in the plane and said, I'll see you in a week. No, bye. No, your bags are on the tarmac. Go for it. You're staying at the fellatio.
No. He basically was like, I want you to go have fun while I am here doing business and doing all this other stuff. I want you to enjoy things when I am busy, but
okay.
I want you to
also... So 9 to 5,
also...
go nuts and then...
Yeah, exactly. So I learned how to play like craps. I learned how to, you know, play poker at an actual table. And yeah, it was one of those...
How much money did you lose as his?
I don't even want to know how much money I spent.
That's an expense. I can't even get Walmart to call me for a training class. Never mind going and learning with somebody else's credit card at the craps table. Jesus. I'm like at roulette. I mean, if I put a chip on the red, does that mean I win?
Right. Yes. Only true. If red comes up. Yeah.
Yeah. Only red.
I was trying to learn how to do everything. And like the one that got me the lot was the dice, the dice game.
Craps.
Yeah, craps. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to it. Like,
oh yeah.
Like roulette, yeah, roulette's easy. That's fine. Poker, okay, I understood how to play poker and I understood how to play 21, but playing it like actually there. But yeah, the craps, oh my goodness. I've spent like hours at that table and not knowing how to play.
Yeah, you know how I learned how to play craps?
What?
I ate Taco Bell for the first time.
Oh, that's a different kind of craps.
Yes.
Different kind of craps. Yeah. Okay. So you had that sugar daddy relationship. How did it end? Did it end well? Did it end badly?
I mean, it just basically, we just grew apart. So basically his life was busy.
Mm-hmm.
My life was busy. I started working. This was when I started at Disney.
Okay.
Basically doing stuff for them.
Okay.
It was a whole new world.
So basically I was traveling already.
Okay.
And I didn't have my weekends free anymore
to
like hang out with him all the time. Mm-hmm. So it basically, we just kind of grew apart. But we still are like friends to see. Like if I hit him up mm-hmm. today, he would know who I am.
Okay. Cool.
But like we just don't talk very often.
Well, maybe we should get him to fly us to BLFC from your place. That way we don't have to drive.
I mean true.
Pick me up on the way.
Right. We'll fly to Thunder Bay, pick him up, and then head to BLFC.
Yeah, I don't think he's for that.
Oh, darn it. Oh, well.
I'll do things. If it saves me $1,800, I'll do all the things.
Yeah.
Oh, so like
nothing like blowing the pilot while he's flying.
No, that's
I hope he's not the one. Is he the one flying?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, now like, I get
actually,
it.
That's really hot. Actually.
Yeah. He literally flew the plane, like nice. Everything.
Nice. Okay.
So
now like, I get it. Cause with the uniform and cane, now it, now full circle. Now we're full circle.
Now full circle. Yes. Well, he probably didn't have a uniform if he was a broker. He probably just had a nice 3-piece suit and a $5,000 Armani tie.
He had some fancy toys.
Oh, I'll bet.
Like,
yeah.
Fancy toys, fancy clothes. It was, I went, so like to give you an idea, I went to a private, gala.
Gala.
On a ship.
On a ship. Okay.
Like in San Francisco.
Nice.
And it was just like all fancy. People were like,
Did you have a tuxedo champagne. On?
Yeah.
Nice.
I had like a little tuxedo. Ooh. You know, I was basically his arm candy.
Was it a full tuxedo or was it just the collar and the sleeves like on like the
It was just a t-shirt.
It's just a t-shirt with the
tie
tuxedo
on it.
Shirt on it. Yeah.
No. This was like business. Like this was all business.
Yeah.
And I was basically his arm candy because he basically was out that he was gay.
Mm-hmm. What was the age difference between you and he?
20 plus years.
Okay. That's fair enough. I mean, my husband and I are 21 years apart, so.
Yeah. I mean, it does happen, and it's more common than people think. There's actually a whole, like, website to it, like, actually, like, sugar babies
GoDaddy.
And sugar daddies. It's kind of like a GoDaddy. But
GoDaddy is totally different.
Yes. We're not hosting the site.
Right.
We don't have the house yet.
Right. And the reverse dynamic of that is a sugar baby, where the younger of the two is the one that's the financial person within that. Right?
No. A sugar baby is what basically I would be called at that time.
Oh.
So it's the dynamic.
I always thought a sugar baby was the – so like I always thought like a sugar baby was, all right, you pay for everything for me now that you're younger.
No. So it can happen that way.
Yeah.
It just depends on the dynamic. But okay. It's just the sugar daddy, sugar baby is the relationship. So someone that's looking for a sugar daddy is called a sugar baby. And someone that is a sugar baby looking for a sugar daddy is looking for a sugar daddy.
Although we have to remember in the economy right now, technically there's really not that many sugar babies and daddies left anymore. We're basically all down to like Splenda and Sweet and Low.
Yeah, saccharine daddy.
Yeah.
I'm not a sugar daddy.
I started drinking the Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
One of those gays.
No, like it's like zero sugar. We have it at work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is kind of nice. And then I started looking up and it like uses the fake sugar. So it's not actually real sugar at all.
Right.
And it's actually supposed to be like a lot better for you than Diet Coke or regular Coke.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's got absolutely no sugar in it. They just, I don't know what they use for sweetener, but yeah.
It's the fake stuff. You just said it.
Oh, saccharine?
Aspartame?
Yeah.
Oh, saccharine.
Aspartame. Yeah.
Sacrilegious.
I don't use, speaking of sugar and sweeteners, totally off subject, but I cut most of sugar out of my diet not too long ago when I used the monk fruit sweetener, and you see that downstairs in the kitchen. So it's wonderful. It tastes like sugar, measures like sugar, cooks like sugar. Hmm. Yeah. Five times the price of sugar. So I don't know.
Why is it that all healthy stuff is so expensive? That's how they get
you. That's how they get you. Yes. So what's the proper etiquette for asking to open this dialogue? Because one of the things that drives me crazy is, and Keynes and I were talking about this yesterday, you know, you open up Grindr and you're chatting with a guy and he's cute and he's hot and he showed you all these nice dick pictures and cum shots and videos and stuff. And then he says, are you generous? And I'm like, yeah, no, block. And
some people are like that. It's kind of the push of, like if you're looking for a sugar daddy, you basically want to flat out say, this is what I am looking for.
Put it in your profile.
Yeah. Put it in
like,
your profile.
Like, don't waste my time. Like, let me read your book so that way I can tell whether or not I want to finish it.
Right.
Give me a synopsis.
Let me read the jacket. See if that's good. Okay. No, the jacket's bad. Not a good book.
But like, have you guys gotten the opposite ones too? Where like, say for instance, like somebody will message you. Like, I'll message somebody, but then, like, I just won't message back. And then all of a sudden, I'll get, like, three messages afterwards being like, hey, I could be generous if you want. How's $200? Oh, yeah. And I'm like, at that point, I'm like, are you asking me to, like, become financially involved with you? Or are you just, like,
sending me money?
Just, yeah, just sending me money so I'll blow you. Like, at money. This point, I'm like, am I just an escort?
Am I just a prostitute at this point?
Yeah. And it's kind of, and that's like draws to the point, like it kind of is a prostitute type of thing, but there's some relationships that aren't actually sexual. So like for mine, it wasn't sexual. It was more of he wanted a companion. Yes.
Well, pretty woman of you.
Well, it eventually turned into a sexual thing because we were gay men, but.
And we all know how that ends.
Yeah.
So,
but somebody it was definitely
a table of craps.
It was basically there was a website. I don't remember the website. I wish I did, because then we would just pull it up right now, because I'm sure it's still there, still around. But it was basically like Sugar Daddies Are Us.
Oh, there's one called Silver Daddies. I was on that for a while.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. But basically, it's basically sugar daddies and sugar babies looking for partners.
Oh.
Basically, I was on there and this person hit me up and basically we started talking and it eventually turned into let's do this. Let's actually have a relationship.
Okay. All right. So are either one of you in a daddy type relationship right now?
I don't think so.
No.
No, I should be though.
You should be? Why?
Because I need somebody to take care of me.
Oh, all right. Well,
I mean, I think I am, but I don't really know. If that makes sense.
Your boss doesn't count, Canes.
No.
Just because they give you a paycheck every 2 weeks.
No. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
I must be a sugar daddy for somebody because some of my friends ask me for money all the time. So I must be their sugar daddy, but we don't have any sex.
I mean, it's not necessarily like a sugar daddy and a sugar baby. Yes, it's usually like an actual intimate relationship between someone younger or the same age. You can actually have a sugar daddy and sugar baby be the same age. It's just a dynamic of a relationship. It's
okay.
It's not necessarily the age.
Technically, you could have a sugar daddy that you've never met.
Oh yeah, correct. Yes.
Yeah. Long distance sugar daddy relationship. You just send videos back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people don't even like videos. I met a few people that like don't even. Like they're like, oh, pictures are great, but yeah, I'm not really into the whole like sending videos back and forth. I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Like I had one the one time where we were chatting for probably a good month, and literally all he wanted was when he got off work, he just wanted somebody to chat with, just somebody to say, hey, how was your day? What are you up to? What are you having for dinner? Good night and good morning in the morning, and that was about it. It turned out that afterwards, like he kept saying, oh, I'm going to give you the money, and it just never came. So he basically just wasted my time. But the premise that I almost got one.
But were you expecting it when you got into that relationship?
No, he just said, hey, this is what I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, he kept saying, and I'm like, hey, so it's been like a month and like you're cool and everything, but like, are you going to keep telling me that you're going to give me money and just not do it? Or like, what's going on here? Like,
did that feel awkward for you to ask him that question?
Kind of, because I'm like, okay, well, at this point, my whole thing is that I'm like, okay, well, either you're like a legit person and I'm going to like, because I've been through that before where there's like just times where I'm like, I just need somebody to say, how's it going? And then just leave me on red. Like, I don't give a shit. Just to see that you read it is fine. But then I was like, well, are you legit? Or are you like some guy in like the Middle East in India somewhere, like on a computer being like, oh my God, I love you so much. Here's 2,500. Right. Like, right. I don't. So I was like, okay. And then they're like, well, let me know. Cause like, I need to not wire transfer. I'm just going to like direct deposit into your account. So I need your direct deposit stuff. I'm like, No, you can e-transfer me.
Venmo me. You can Zelle me. I'm not giving you my account information. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So a lot of like the sugar daddies, sugar babies, they will want you to basically make an account.
But that's a separate account,
which is fine.
That's fine. You know, set up another account. But
if someone's asking for your actual account information, it's probably a scam. This has been going around on Grindr for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah,
I hate that other one too, where they're like, "Oh, I want to hook up, but can you do me a favor and like go to this website to prove that you know you got checked lately?" I'm like, "Bruh,
no." That, oh god, the other day I was on Grindr, and you know, you get those. I don't know what it is with they've got to be from China or somewhere, the scammers, because they always send pictures of hot Asian guys, and you know that they're stock images of hot.
Oh yeah.
There's a certain level of hotness that I do not accept in my city. Where, like, if I see a guy and he's a certain level hot, I'm like, that's a fucking fake profile. I don't even care if you're from here. There's probably some 18-year-old that just stole somebody's Pinterest or, like, thing and then cropped it and put it in. I'm like, I don't trust it. Just like I don't trust supplements.
You know what's crazy for me is all the people that will use fake, like, accounts. Ugh. They will have like a fake, like catfishing, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I literally just had the police at my house like 3 weeks ago for that, because some guy who had dabbled me without consent before ended up catfishing my husband, made mm-hmm. five different profiles on Grindr, and then I made him block all of them, and then finally he made another one, and then he ended up at my house, and I'm like, nope.
No,
but guess what? Guess who got permanently banned from Grindr on his device? Not him.
You?
It was Dawson. Yeah, I got permabanned for calling him out.
Wow.
And telling Grindr about it, so they permanently banned my device.
Wow.
I know.
That's kind of harsh.
Turns out I should have been wearing uglier clothes that day. I know. It's my bad. It's my fault. It really is my fault. It really is. I shouldn't have been wearing my chef's clothes. I smelt like French fries. It was totally
there. You go.
Fault.
Yeah. This one guy, you know, this one scammer was hitting me up, and he asked me all the questions, and I know all the ways to see if it's a bot. You know, you just start making nonsense sentences and see how they respond. But this one was actually a person, and so I kind of called him out on it, and then I got like 20 in a row.
And they get angry.
The fucking American pig, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they blocked me. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm happy with you blocking me. Please don't scam me anymore.
So, go away.
See, I just have fun with them because I know for a fact, like, I have nothing better to do. Nobody else is messaging me on Grindr. So you know what? Or whatever messaging surface, I will have fun with you for a while. Just so that I know, because like for every minute that I spend fucking around with them is another minute that they're not messing with somebody else. Are you guys looking? Also, by the way, just as I was about to say, are you guys looking at porn? I look down. I love the fact that we're talking about sugar babies and sugar daddies and stuff as Barely's wearing a shirt that says call me daddy.
Call me daddy. Yep. I was like, what do I wear? Whatever. I called up Grindr to see if any of those Asians were on there, and I was going to, you know, on the podcast, I was going to fuck with them online, but there was none there. So.
Our first off-leash live stream, we'll just, that's what we'll do. We'll just all open up Grindr and see what we can do.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, all three different locations to see what's there.
Yep, see what's there. So you mentioned earlier in the podcast there, you mentioned supplements. You said you don't trust supplements.
I don't. So depending on, like, there's certain ingredients, but I don't trust the claims, like the ones that are like, oh, we can increase your dick size by 2 inches. They're like, no, that's probably a diet pill that's going to make you lose 2 inches on your waist so your dick looks bigger. I can see some stuff that's like more of like a herbal things that, like, you know, have been seen to, like, you know, increase or decrease blood pressure or like help blood flow or stuff like that, that may help you get a little bit harder. But water does the same thing.
Right. And there are ways to increase your dick size, but it is not with a supplement. Stretching exercises, weights, things like that.
Surgery,
but I mean, without surgery, you know, you can increase your dick size by stretching it, but you have to stretch it when it's soft, because essentially what you're doing is you're breaking down the tissue, and then when it rebuilds, it builds more. And that's scientifically proven. I've done a lot of research on that. I spent a lot of time stretching my dick. So, you know, and I actually have increased my dick size by about 3/4 inch.
Oh, wow.
Over the last year. Yeah.
Did you write it down?
Yeah. Did I write it down?
Yeah.
Well, I started at 6 inches and now I'm at almost 7. So, yeah.
Well, if you didn't write it down, then it's not scientifical.
Well, you must document, yes. document.
You missed the entire clinic.
Remember those commercials? I don't know if you had them up there in Canada about the Smiling Bob, about increasing his dick size. Oh, what? God, you've never seen those commercials? Oh, just...
I don't even think I know what these are.
Oh, no. It was about Enzyte. That was the first one for improved male enhancement. And the commercial was, meet Bob. Bob uses Enzyte. And this guy, jumps into the pool. And his suit comes off and he gets out. And all the ladies are like, ooh.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
This is Bob. Bob is looking cool. And with a call to Enzyte about natural male enhancement, Bob is living large. In a few short weeks, Bob has a big new spring of confidence, a generous swelling of pride, and the one thing every man deserves, a little well-earned respect from the neighborhood.
I don't remember those, but it sounds fairly similar to, I used to laugh all the time. When we used to go to the States and they had, it was the Viagra commercials and it was just a bunch of, like, it was like they filmed it in like down, like in the middle of Florida and like in one of the little retirement homes there. And it's just like Margaret going down, like you can tell she's hurting, but she's smiling. And then all of a sudden you just like open up a door and Bob is there and we're like, oh, she knows what she's getting. And you just like slip them a blue pill package and we're like, Jesus Christ, creepy old peoples.
Yeah. So like, have you ever watched the Carbonaro effect? It's not Carbonaro.
It's a pasta. The Carbonaro effect. You feel bloated afterwards.
No. So lots of carbs. That's actually a TV show, but it's not that one. It's Magic for Humans.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
So they actually do okay, have you seen the puppy episode one?
No.
I haven't even seen the show.
So, Magic for Humans. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Maybe I have seen this one.
Basically, it's a magician who basically is, like, looking at, like, different topics. But one of the episodes is specifically love. And he talks to, like, an older couple. And they're like, yeah, we have sex a lot more. And I was like, wait, what? And
what else are you gonna do all day?
And right? that's Garden? The whole thing. They have all this free time and they
don't know how to use a computer. Grandpa doesn't know how to look up porn.
Nope. Well, you know, when Viagra and Cialis and Sildenafil came out, the biggest places that it was used was in retirement homes and they were fucking like bunnies.
Yeah.
And they had more heart attacks. They had more.
Did you hear about
calls.
The one nursing home that had a huge outbreak of chlamydia?
Most of them do. Actually. Like, most of them have a breakout of a sexually transmitted disease because it's, it's very rampant. Let me tell you.
That's like that joke, the nun runs up to the Mother Superior and says, Mother Superior, we found a case of syphilis in the convent. And the Mother Superior says, oh, thank God, I'm so tired of all that Chablis.
Terrible, terrible jokes.
Terrible jokes. But anyway, folks.
I don't get that one. But anyway.
A case of syphilis. No. She was thinking it was a case of Chablis, the wine. Oh. Like a... So we found a case of syphilis. Oh, thank God. I'm so tired of Chablis.
Now I get it.
Yes.
But I mean, so like, again, the standard boner pills, they do work.
They do.
And like, okay. So like I.
You experienced that last night, by the way. I wanted to let you know.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You slipped one into his drink?
No. I had them on board.
That's what it was.
What? Uh-huh. Have you ever used cane?
Yes. Yeah. So I was getting to that.
Yeah. What's our preference? Cialis or Viagra? Have we tried both?
So Yeah, I've tried both. I definitely like Viagra more. And the reason why is it lasts a lot longer. So, and I mean, maybe it's just because of the dose that I was given, but Cialis is, yes, it does work. It still does work. It's just more of, it just makes you hard.
I found the opposite.
I'm gonna stop you there.
So, or is it opposite?
It's opposite. So Viagra makes you hard right away.
That's okay. So it's Cialis that I like then.
Cialis is more. I mean,
Cialis you have to work for it. It's not just there. You actually have to like do things.
Right. Viagra will you take it? You know, it's like Exponer in a bottle. You take a Viagra, boing, you're hard. That's why they say if you're hard for more than 4 hours, call a doctor because it's not supposed to last that long. So, but Cialis, the way they put it is, I was on this one gay website and they said, take Viagra for immediate, take Cialis for like, if you're going to go away for the weekend, a couple of days, you take it beforehand and it'll keep you able to get a boner.
And that's what I like about it. So basically I was given, I guess Cialis is what it's called. I don't know. It's
right.
They're very generic looking pills.
Right.
Cialis is a round pill.
Is the actual chemical. Yeah.
Cialis is a round pill, like a cylinder, like a weird rounded top pill. And then Viagra is like the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cialis
and those are
edges.
Brands, by the way, those are brands. Viagra and Cialis are brands. The chemical that's used in Cialis is called sildenafil. And that's the chemical that increases your blood pressure and helps you get harder over time. So Viagra was actually started and developed for hair loss.
Another, I didn't hear that one before.
Yes, it was
Viagra was supposed to be the solution for all men's problems.
Right.
But they found out just like in real life, you can only treat one head at a time.
Correct. Well, they were prescribing it to guys that were bald, hoping to get hair growth, and they were all reporting side effects were long-lasting erections. And they're like, hey, I think we have a better market for this pill.
My hair looks so beautiful right now. Oh, I'm so hard. Damn, you look sexy in this mirror.
Yeah, but then you get those ones, you know, you go to the gas station, and they've got those Busbies and all those little supplements by the counter.
Oh, I don't.
Those
are... All of that stuff. The
Mr. S. Leather sells those, don't they?
They're like sell little bottles. Super. They call them Super Max. I almost bought some.
So that has the active ingredients of Cialis in it.
Okay.
So that there's some that do have the active ingredient, but you want to check the bottle first.
Yeah. Well, that's like, what I was going to say. I'm like, is that like a 5 hour energy where all of a sudden you should like shoot it and it's like the equivalent of 3 Viagras in a bottle just because, you know, trucker style? Or like, how does this work? No, like, is it like poppers where you just smell it and you get hard or like?
No. They're drinks. I would suggest if you do get one from Mr. S because they do work. Mind you, I've tried them and they work really great.
They're not cheap though.
They are not cheap, but you use only half a bottle.
And the bottles are what, 2 ounces?
Yeah. So like you only want to drink like half the bottle at one time. You don't want to drink the whole bottle or you'll just wind up with, you know, a raging boner for the next 72 hours.
Wow.
Hope you're in Vegas.
Yeah, basically.
But I will.
You might
will
not
say,
even be able to leave your room.
With preface of all this. Because we love saying it on here, is again, we're not doctors. So before you do go out and get the bottle or you do try any of this, speak to a healthcare professional. Because I was going to say, I'm like, that's why I prefer Cialis over Viagra is because Viagra gets you hard right away and it gives me heart palpitations. So I had to talk when I was talking to the doctor about it and getting everything through that. That's basically when they were switching back and forth to see which one was there. And then when I went on the Viagra, it gave me the heart palpitations and he's like, okay, yeah, we're not doing that. And then that's when I got switched to Cialis. So I was like, oh, cool. Not that I take it regularly. It's just one of those things where, like, you know, if we're having a long film day or something, it's always nice. Right. Or if we're having a week in Reno.
It's funny because the person that I get them from has normally
it's a back alley deal right by the dumpster.
Yeah.
There's canes.
You got the stuff. He gets a prescription for 20 milligram.
Okay.
And most people get five mm-hmm. milligram.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, don't take the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, split it in half, do 10. That will leave you, you know, real, real good for, you know, the weekend. Just don't take them all the time because, mm-hmm. You'll get addicted to that and you won't have boners as much without it. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, so I tried one weekend and literally I jerked off the entire weekend. And I was like, when is it going to stop?
Yeah.
There's this place in Vancouver called Up Guys.
Okay.
And they basically do a phone consult and that mm-hmm. with the doctor over the phone. And then they write you up a script and they send it off in the mail. And every 2 weeks they send you. It's expensive, but it's also Canada. I was going to
say, how much does that cost? Okay.
For 10 pills, it's $87.
So about 2 years ago, I have Kaiser Healthcare. I have no problem with Kaiser Healthcare. I know a lot of people complain about Kaiser, but I
got OHIP.
It's one of the largest healthcare providers in the country, so it's not all bad. But they started allowing ED, which is so essentially all of these pills are erectile dysfunction pills. That's what you're being prescribed as because you can't get hard. And so when you go online and you do that phone consult, you're lying, saying, I can't get hard because I want these pills.
And you don't even have to say that you can't get hard. You just have to say that I can get hard. I just can't keep it hard.
Right. Because
that's just the second one is you can't maintain it.
Right. So now so my healthcare provider actually provides me with the pills and my prescription, I get 40 pills for $7.
Jesus Christ. And people are coming to Canada for prescriptions. I'm coming to see you.
And I take 25 milligrams and that keeps me going for a good time. So,
yeah. Now, have these guys ever tried anything like lion's manes or anything like that?
You mean the mushroom?
Well, lion's mane, the mushroom.
Okay. Yeah.
Like not the mushroom, not the psychedelic mushrooms, but there's the lion's mane mushroom that just basically kind of makes you a little tingly and gives you a little bit of energy. They usually add it to like capsules and like you'll find that you can get actually some pre-workout that has lion's mane in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that there, it just, for me, ADHD wise, it kind of helps my brain clear out a little bit. So it actually helps me do things a little bit better because I'm not sitting there trying to perform well. Like we all know that I'm going to have to be watching Family Guy at the same time.
Let's have a sexy party.
Stewie.
I'll just be mid blow, and all of a sudden you'll just see me get up and start dancing around the living room with a bunch of girls.
Which means I'd be free to throw some of my sexy parties.
Let's do this. Where did they all come from? I don't know, but he had Craigslist open.
And what's his teddy bear's name?
Rupert.
We actually have one that looks just like
Rupert. I always love those lines. He says, I don't know what Lois told you, but it was all consensual.
My favorite was when he found his old teddy bear and then he's basically having like a love triangle between the two of them. So he's like going and seeing Rupert and then his other doll. And then basically Rupert catches him. And then all of a sudden he goes into his room and Rupert's just hanging by the fucking light.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
But yeah, so, and there's a lot of herbal remedies out there that do a lot of the same stuff. You have to remember that they do take longer. And if you're going to use the natural remedies, don't just pick them up. Don't go to Whole Foods to the natural remedies rule or aisle and look at the different supplements and go, ooh, horny goat weeds is going to make me hard because it's got the word horny in it. No, that's not
Although,
what it is.
That's for not research how purposes,
that works.
Can somebody please go into the Whole Foods store and have somebody record them walking up to one of the people in there? Because I can see it's like there's going to be this frail old vegan lady that's at least 85 years old and she looks like she's 70,000 years old. And I want you to go up to her with a straight face and be like, so my sir sent me here to get some boner medication because he can't get it up. Is there anything you'd recommend? And either they're going to be like, get out of my store, or they're legit going to give you the best customer service you've ever had in your life when you're walking out of there with $100 out of your pocket.
Yep.
Guaranteed. Yep. But I want to see the footage.
Why don't you TikTok just do
virally?
It?
No.
Because he lives in bumfuck Egypt. He doesn't have a Whole Foods. He's got a one quarter foods there.
Actually, I do have a Whole Foods. It's called Tim's Whole Foods. And that's why Tim's you can't Whole go Foods. In there, because we know Tim.
Hi, I'm Tim. This is all my food.
Literally every here. Place in the city is like burger? Olive Garden.
So if I move, I will before I move, go to the Whole Foods that is near me, and I will do this.
We'll see their reaction. We'll find one in Reno and bring all the furries with us.
Oh God! Oh, that would be hilarious. No, a whole passel of puppies going into the Whole Foods or the natural foods place, going, we would like some boner pills, please.
Oh my God!
I hear you have the off-brand.
Yes. We would need some natural male enhancement, please.
I hear you, Carol. Natural remedies.
Natural remedies. All right. So before we move on to the Wheel of Kink, anything more about some of the subjects we talked about? The handlers, alphas, sugar daddy, sugar baby, and boner pills.
I'm not sure, because honestly, when we said grab bag today, I need to really start like looking at the thing the day before,
because
like I just see the topic and I'm like, okay, I think I know what we're doing, and like I'll put all of my topics what I want to kind of talk about, and then I'll open up the show notes and then I'll see what you guys have and I'll just change stuff. But I thought when you said grab bag, the first thought is like, okay, we're just going to spin the Wheel of Kink all day and we're just going to figure out what's going on. But then it went into my head, and this could be an actual episode for, I don't know if you guys have another name for it, but I call it a grab bag. Is like your sex kit. So like when you go out somewhere, if you're leaving town, like what you put into it, like do you put your hood, do you put lube, condom, like what do you have in your grab bag? Like somebody messaged you on Grindr right now, you get up and you leave, what's in that bag that you're taking out with you?
Actually, and what's your favorite bag? I like that subject. We could partner that subject up with safety, like con safety and hookup safety.
Yeah.
That'd be a good episode to do. I think we'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. Coming in 5 minutes, depending on what's going on when we're done recording.
Yeah.
Should be awake by now.
Yes.
Yeah. The only thing that I want to add is if you're switching handlers or alphas or doms or anything like that,
or sugar daddies,
talk to other people too. Don't necessarily just go into it blindly. Talk it out with someone else that you might know, or reach out to one of us to figure out, you know, maybe a good situation to do it in. It's all going to be very unique for any situation. So don't fear to reach out to someone that you trust, or talk about it before you are having that conversation, or if you need a mediator like for that.
Treat it like a job application. We're in the gay community. At this point, we fucked everybody or know somebody who's fucked everybody. So at this point, ask around. We love tea. Chances are Kevin knows John, and he knows that he's a bitch. Yeah, I see
right,
you, John.
Right.
Well, so like, literally, that's the best thing. Just start some shit and gossip around, and you'll figure out your answers.
Well, and the other thing too is, and it's a fine line. So I want to get to know somebody first, you know, chat with them a bit, do this, you know, before the question comes up. Will you be my daddy? Will you be my alpha? I don't know how many times that's the first text message. It's like, hey, will you be my daddy? Like, I don't even know you. How I can't answer that question.
And like, then I had one guy message about a month ago. And when we got back from town, and they're like, hey, me and your husband should make out.
We should make out.
Yeah, Seth, if you're listening to this, we should make out. Stop being a little bitch. Yes, that's his real name. I'm actually shouting you out this time, fucking bitch. But no, he like literally he messaged and he's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, we'll chat, whatever. And then all of a sudden the next day he's like, yeah, I think like, you know, the three of us would be like good in a relationship and like move in together and blah, blah, blah. This, and I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm like, I've been in a relationship with my husband for like 10 years. I don't even know how to talk to other boys. Okay. All I know is gluck gluck. Here's my address.
Yeah, but like, but that's kind of the point though. Like you, if you're doing anything, you're gonna have you want to talk through it. Don't just dive baby into steps. Yeah, baby steps. Don't try to get a new handler or an alpha because they might be a little bit hotter or something, or it's just the flavor of the week type of thing.
What's the old phrase? If not, you're going to find yourself up shit creek without a paddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, you know, treat people kindly how you want to be treated and you'll go far in life. That's my two cents.
How biblical of you.
I know, right?
Fuck you, Keynes. Fuck you. Just all I can see is Keynes putting little cat ears on now and hanging from a little door frame with that phrase on his shirt.
Yeah.
Meow. Wow. And another future topic I want to touch on at some point is pretend pups. And I'll explain that later.
I know.
Those are the slutty puppies from before, or the Instagram puppies.
Sort of, kind of, but yeah, we'll devote some time to that. But let's spin the wheel of kink, shall we?
Keynes, you're looking at like this is what the wheel looks like.
This is the first time I'm hearing it too.
Yeah, they're in the same room together, guys.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't think we mentioned barely. That. Yeah, like.
Oh yeah, Keynes is visiting, so he and I are sitting sharing a microphone. We're both
he's
wearing
fully
a shirt
naked right now.
No. We're both wearing shirts and underwear.
Yeah, so that's about it, though.
Skimpy underwear, but underwear. So. Okay, the term is acarophilia. Now, I'm going to have to look that one up. I put the definition on there.
Is that like somebody who gets off on fucking on carousels?
Carousels. Or caro syrup.
Round and round we go. Where he comes, no one knows.
Acarophilia is arousal from scratching.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Okay. So, okay.
Scratching.
Okay.
Does scratching your balls count?
No. So it's more of like on the back, like claws, like going down.
Yeah, because Daddy Steel had those metal claws that he got at Claw last year, and I want them.
Mm. Keynes and I were up in Portland yesterday, and we went to one of the local sex shops called Spartacus, and which is funny because Spartacus actually started as a gay supply house. And then now it's the gay section is just tucked in the back.
I thought they started as soldiers and women.
Yeah, it's so small. I was like, wow, there is just a lot of air quotes vanilla sex stuff here. I was like, man, I feel like they would get more business if they actually had like good kink stuff.
Right.
I saw a lot of like that store itself had just a lot of like. Mediocre type of thing. So
stuff
like
you get on Amazon.
Yeah. So like the harness else. That I tried on, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. I know exactly like this harness looks cool. Yes. But I put it on and I'm like, oh, okay. Never mind. It feels like crap.
I refuse to buy anything on the shelf nowadays in a sex shop if it has a crease on it. Like if I pick up a pair of pants and there's supposed to be like a leather thing or something and there's a crease in it, I'm not buying it. Because I'm like,
It wasn't even like real leather stuff.
It was all pleather.
Yeah, it was pleather. It was the fake rubber. Mm-hmm.
Rubber you can't cheap out on. Pleather, yes, that's half of my stuff, but that's because I don't have leather money. But like if you're mm-hmm. doing latex and rubber, no, go all out.
Go all out. You got to
go all stuff, latex and rubber do not cheap out on because, oh my God.
But in one of the display cases, I don't know whether Keynes saw it, but in one of the display cases, they had basically hands, metal hands and monkey hands that had sharp claws on it.
Oh, yeah.
And that you can scratch down. So that would be a acarophilia.
That just sounds like something out of Kinky Jumanji.
A monkey paw.
Yeah. So that begs the question. Are either one of you turned on by acarophilia?
It depends. So like for me, I'm into it as long as it's not like blood. Like don't scratch me to the point where there's like, don't actually hurt me type of thing.
Okay.
And then I'm fine with it. All like, right. I'm fine with anything as long as you're not actually, like, inflicting that much pain.
Okay.
A little bit of pain is fine.
Okay.
I'd like it. The only thing is you better be ready to be the big spoon and have a nice cold belly afterwards to bring down the swelling.
So one of the things that I like to do, especially when I'm cuddling, is just doing the light scratching.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like on your back or leg or buttocks.
I'll do that with my feet along your leg.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So our next spin.
We just need to pre-select the spins of the wheels so that way we know what we're dealing with beforehand, but also the randomness of it is just so much more funner.
The randomness is much more fun. Yeah, okay, blindfolds. Blindfolds. Oh.
Yes, I need a blindfold.
Let's go into deprivation.
Yeah.
I love those little deprivation chambers, actually. Those like saltwater ones that you lie in and you just float in and then you have all the lights off and everything. Oh, they're so nice.
Oh, you're talking about the actual like places that you can go to.
Yeah, the places you can go to. That's what the blindfold reminds me of.
Those are actually really fun. They're expensive. Holy crap, they're expensive.
There's one not too far from here. I mean, actually, I think it's within walking distance of my house. I think they want $125 for half an hour.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. $125, I could spend that money and get a deprivation hood.
Well, that's true.
That does the same thing.
You need to come up here because it's $100 for an hour and a half. They give you half an hour.
They basically
give you 15 minutes to shower, get into the tub and get ready. And then they give you an hour in the tub and then basically 15 minutes to get out, shower and get the fuck out.
Okay.
But you can use that whenever you want. Like most of the times I'm like a half an hour. I'm like half the time they're like, and if you fall asleep, don't worry. We'll come in and we'll like turn on the lights on and everything to try and wake you up and stuff. So
I'm like, put a flashlight in your eyes. Wake up, wake up.
No, they just blast music because eventually it just starts cleaning. So if you're sleeping, all of a sudden you'll just turn into a jacuzzi at some point and you'll just end up with no water. So you better wake up then.
Okay, so that brings us back to blindfolds, which is the actual device.
Yes.
Have you ever used blindfolds or fuck hoods or things like that?
Yes, all the time.
All right.
Love them.
Hoods, no. Blindfolds, yes.
If you're into like this type of thing, Mr. S sells this really good deprivation pup hood that basically is all leather. It has a built-in collar, has a gag built into it, as well as blinders, and it has different set of blinders too. It has full blind, and then it has actual like slits for like narrowed vision.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that attaches to the side, or is it that's all built into the hood?
It's all built in. It's all snapped. It's all snapped.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Place. So like you can take
You can take pieces and change out the pieces, or take out the ball gag, or put the ball gag in, or etc.
Potato
head. Yeah, pup. It basically is like a potato head pup because even the ears are changeable. But they have gone up way in price because they keep selling out of them. And so as soon as they get them in stock, they're gone.
When I was in Northbound Letter the last time, there was one guy in there and that's literally what he was looking for. And I'm like, really? I'm like, he's like, yeah, you can go with this one or this one, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'll ask my wife. I'm like, oh, look at you.
Honey, which one do you want?
I got to go
home. I actually know a few pups that are actually in like a straight relationship type of thing.
Yeah.
And they absolutely like the wives are like, they love putting their husband in like
in the gear
and making them be a puppy for the evening. I was like, that's so cool.
And then I have the one straight and the straight ones on my that I know where the wife's just like, I fucking married you, so I guess so. For better or for worse, right?
Why didn't I know this before we got married? God damn it.
Yeah.
So
I did not pack this when we were leaving, and I know you didn't touch a single fucking thing. Although, you know what my favorite thing is for blindfolds is not using an actual blindfold, is actually using a sock. Like,
Okay. Why a sock?
I don't know. It just smells good, and it's a sock.
Oh, you're talking like a knee-high sock type of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Using that as a blindfold.
Yeah, or you can just tie two regular socks together and put it around your...
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Eyes and stuff.
I can see that working. Blindfolds are interesting. So deprivation of senses. We should probably just have a full topic about that as well.
Sure.
We should probably
sexual deprivation or
yeah.
Sexual. Oh my God.
Sensual. Yeah. Sensual deprivation.
There hurts. You go.
Sensory
deprivation.
Yeah.
Sensual sensory deprivation.
Because, oh gosh.
Because you can, like you said, you can go to those places and have sensory deprivation, but it's not sexual.
Yeah. So that the sexual side of things is a lot.
Join us next time for the three S's of sexual sensory something sensorvation.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah. That's all the entire episode is going to be is.
All right. I'm going to give the wheel one more spin. We'll see what's coming up here.
Never mind, you should have got Canes to spin it.
I feel like we should like make an actual wheel for BLFC. I think that would be really fun.
An actual wheel?
It sounds like that's a
like an actual wheel. Mm-hmm. Like
spin wheel. I know a what you're spin talking wheel. About. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But we should make something like that or just have a thing and like a just, like a
just,
laptop
just with buy a, one with of a the wheel. Just buy a cheap plastic one off of Amazon.
right, yeah. So okay. Dorophilia, and this is not sexual attraction to Dora the Explorer. This is attraction.
Swiper,
to
no swiping.
Yeah. Dorophilia, attraction to skin, leather, or fur.
Most furries. Oh.
Yeah. So there's a word for apparently there's a word for attraction to fur at this point.
So is that just because they're adorable?
Could be. There's no A in front of it. It starts with a D. Oh. Dorophobia. Yeah.
So. Dorophobia.
Dorophilia.
Not dorophobia. I guess it would be fear of sex or fur.
If you're scared of God, does that mean you're scared of yourself? Like if you look at your skin, you're like,
I mean, it could be. There's people that like try and scratch their skin off and stuff.
Well, true. And what
they
if
have
you
to
like
wear gloves all the time?
An extreme dorophilia, and you look at your skin and go, "Whoa, ooh,
that's what the blindfolds are for." Like,
that's what the blindfolds are for. It's like, you can't wear the blindfolds and be dorophilia.
And then and at the time, if you start eating yourself, doesn't that turn into agoraphobia?
Agoraphobia is afraid to go outside.
Oh wait, hold on. I'm thinking gore is, and that's the what's the eating one then?
Cannibalism?
No, that's just cannibalism. Never mind.
Yeah, it's like it's auto cannibalism.
I'm trying to connect the dots and I lost count of the numbers, okay?
Use color number 6 now.
So I think
all the number 6s.
We'll just reel it all back in.
Yeah, okay, please do.
So I think everyone has some sort of this type of kink. You took it off the screen, so now I don't know how to pronounce it again.
Dorophilia.
Dorophilia. So I think everyone has like a degree of this, especially in like the kink community.
Well, yeah, of course, in the kink community. I mean, it's pretty much driving the kink community.
Yes, yeah,
I mean,
it's literally everything. So if you're a leather, part of kink, you have some sort of attraction to like. Leather, fur,
chances are
skin,
your first like, thing was chaps that you saw.
No, you know, I'll tell you, I think leather is hot. Right up front, leather is hot. Leather, anything is hot. But I think I probably, now that I'm thinking about it, and this is literally a revelation at this moment in time, the smell of leather has always given me tingly feelings. Even
That's
when
I was
like 8 or 9 years old, when there was a store called Wilson's Leather, and it was, you know, belts and jackets and stuff like that. But I would walk in there and just the smell, I would just go, ha, ha, ha. even as a young boy, I was like, oh,
Literally, if we were shopping in Walmart or out anywhere, if you needed to find Dawson, he's probably by the belts. Like
okay,
I could like if you were to put me into a leather shop or anything, I could literally probably just sit down and you don't even have to talk to me. I'll just like that's just the equivalent of me sitting in a park. Like like when I could not stop smelling my phone case's leather. And for like the first week when I got it, I looked like one of those like screwed up blonde girls in high school just smelling the back of her phone all the time. Yeah. People thought I had like, a problem.
Dawson,
I was on meth or something.
Are you getting high?
Just huffing on my phone.
He's got little packets of cocaine in there.
Yeah,
secretly that's what the little line on the back of my phone for. It's not for attaching the wallet. That's where you put your little bump in.
Yeah.
Great.
It's great at the bars.
Oh God! All right, I know it's my turn to do a sex position, and I forgot to do it.
That's great because honestly, I thought it was my week, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
Okay, so do you have one?
Or did no, because I remembered it was yours, and I was like, yours,
"Oh, okay."
Yeah, no, I came up and I listened to today's episode, and I was like, "Oh no, it's your turn." Nice. I got time.
So what can we make as a sex position?
Now here's the thing, though, is whatever your sex position is, right. You have to record you and Kane's doing it tonight.
Okay.
So now it's a team effort.
It's
a team effort. These guys get it easy this week. These guys can both come up with one together.
Oh, okay. Well, one position that he's like, Kane's is like, I had a hard time last month.
Never mind.
Kane's is like, here it is. Go for it.
You're lucky I got here. Never mind.
So okay? I literally drove nine hours, yeah, after working to get here.
Yep. But then I put him in the hot tub and he was nice and relaxed and we cuddled and fell asleep.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, I tried to. I didn't really fall asleep the first night.
Well, first night in strange bed is always hard.
Giggity.
So, let's call it the plunger. Okay? So,
you better not take a plunger to my ass.
No. I was going to say, this sounds like Kane's needs a running start.
So you know, a plunger sort of goes slurp, 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 slurp when you're trying to plunge something. So, you take your bottom and you put him like laying in front of the couch with your legs up. So your bottom is pointed up, leaning against the couch. And then your top kind of lays across you and inserts and just goes at it like you're trying to clear a plug.
So you're like laying across him like if a dolphin were to go to the bathroom on the toilet.
Yeah, it's a T.
And you know what? You guys can get double the workout with that because both of yous can be doing push-ups at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's nope.
There you go.
Kane's like, all of my muscles
I'm
right
a lazy puppy.
That's it.
I am a lazy puppy when I am a puppy.
Yeah.
Kane's is just like, I'm just happy that your position involves me lying down.
Right.
As he spits his water out.
It's like, anyway, all right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. You've been listening to Off Leash, a definitely not safe for work podcast about all things puppy and consensual sexual kinks. We hope that all your parts are in the right places.
Mine is.
And I have been barely normal.
And I've been Kane's.
And I've been Pup Dawson.
And we hope to hear you or see you or soon. In a few months, we will be in a couple, actually 8 weeks, we will be
in. Yeah, a couple weeks.
Yeah, we will be in BLFC. We have lots of things planned. We're just like gathering all sorts of stuff for
just,
this event.
Just
it's going to be fun.
As a teaser for everybody, whoever wants to show up, just a heads up, we will be making you sticky. I'm not going to go any further with that. You guys do with that information as you will. But just a heads up, we will make you sticky.
Sticky. Sticky, sticky.
Sticky, sticky.
Or moist.
Moist.
We're going to make you moist.
Moist. So moist.
All right. Bye, guys.
Off Leash is an Injured Nerves production and is available on all major podcast platforms. The podcast is produced and directed by Barely Normal. Thank you to our generous pup sponsors, Pup Ferris, Scout W, Astro Wolf, and Rudy Pup. We appreciate your support and donations.